Unit 9. Reading Passage. In 1877, Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli peered through the night sky at Mars. His detailed drawings of the surface led to wild speculation about the planet. Were there artificial canals crisscrossing the planet? Were menacing aliens living there? More than 100 years later, we know considerably more about the dusty red planet. However, the more we learn, the more questions arise. To search for answers while taking our next great leap into space, plans are being drawn up to send people to Mars. Mars is an excellent candidate for manned exploration. It lies between our planet and the solar system's asteroid belt, making it a great stepping stone for deep space exploration. Also, Mars has incredible surface features, such as the solar system's largest volcano and its deepest canyon. Plus, there's the tantalizing possibility that life once existed on the planet. Mars also has interesting weather patterns, though it gets bitterly cold at night, down to minus 100 degrees Celsius. Also, massive dust storms caused by powerful winds can be fierce. Space exploration of the rocky planet dates back to the 1960s. The first detailed photographs were provided by Mariner 4, which flew by Mars in 1965. Mariner 9, the first craft to orbit the planet, reached Mars in 1971. Another big step was the Viking lander, which touched down on the surface in 1976. A long drought in Mars exploration followed, but it was revived by a series of fantastic successes. They included the Mars Odyssey Orbiter, 2001, and the twin rovers Spirit and Opportunity, 2004, which have taken more than 100,000 photographs since landing on the planet. So far, the work has all been done by unmanned spacecraft and robots. In order to send people to Mars, some daunting challenges must first be met. Since it takes 6 or 7 months to travel there, astronauts would have to grow their own food while recycling air and water in a closed-loop system. Once on the planet, travelers would need to make use of Martian ice for drinking water, oxygen, and rocket fuel. Yet the most worrisome problem is invisible. In deep space, several types of radiation, such as galactic cosmic rays, would constantly bombard the crew. Adequate shielding must first be developed to protect them. A manned mission could take place by 2031. Before then, we'll continue gathering information using robotic orbiters and rovers. Some will focus on the planet's geology and atmosphere, and others will look for signs of organic compounds and microscopic life. One mission under consideration may use a robotic craft and lander to retrieve rock, soil, and atmospheric samples and return them to Earth for detailed study. Important preparation work is also being done on Earth. At the Brookhaven National Laboratory, researchers are studying the heavy ions found in cosmic rays. We need to learn as much as possible about this harmful radiation before people embark on long space missions. Also, to study the psychological effects of long-distance space travel, researchers designed the Mars 500 program. The goal is to see how a 6-person crew will adjust to living together in a small sealed chamber for 520 days. There's plenty of support for a manned mission to Mars, including the backing of space pioneers like Buzz Aldrin. Unfortunately, there's no escaping one galaxy-sized problem: money. It's increasingly felt that no one country can fly to Mars and back using just its own resources. Thus, in 2009, NASA and the European Space Agency, ESA, began discussing a Mars exploration joint initiative. Perhaps it's fitting that as we plan such an important mission, we do so together, not as separate citizens of any one country, but as common citizens of Earth.